6 a.m. on a Monday, and 30-year-old Lauren Pruitt is making her way out of bed to get her day started. For her, 6 a.m. is sleeping in. An English 2 teacher at Cypress Woods High School in the Houston area, Pruitt prepares for her first class of the day. While having no qualms about being a high school teacher, she often finds herself dreaming of being somewhere else.
Your heart wants to be out there playing soccer or doing more things to better yourself so that you can compete for a starting position or get that extra workout in and stuff, and you're stuck at work while, you know, your teammates are out there.
Pruitt is a member of the Houston Aces, a semi-professional women's soccer team that plays in the Women's Professional Soccer League Elite, or WPSL Elite. Her dream to play professionally returned last year when it was announced that the National Women's Soccer League, or NWSL, would be formed. It is the latest attempt to establish a professional women's soccer league in the United States. According to the United States Adult Soccer Association, there are more than 29,000 registered adults playing club soccer in Texas. 2,158 of those registered adults are women playing in the WPSL. Despite the high registration numbers and Texas having two teams in Major League Soccer, no team from Texas will be participating in the NWSL this season. No team from Texas has ever taken part in any major professional women's soccer league. Houston Aces owner William Brumbaugh is hoping his club can be the first.
So the goal is to have the entire picture so that Houston can be a city that has a developmental program from the U8, U9, all the way into the professionals and beyond.
Brumbaugh came up with the idea of forming the Houston Aces after a USASA meeting 4 years ago. While playing options were available for women in Houston, he sought out to provide something new and different. His goal was never to provide competition to the other clubs in the area, but rather to help create an entity that belongs to the city of Houston. In order to get there, Brumbaugh feels baby steps are required.
What we're trying to do is not just develop a team, but looking at developing a program. And what we want to do is, we want to take up where the youth leave off and the professionals begin. And we want to fill the gap.
Pruitt praises the Aces' efforts to make the players feel like real professionals. She also applauds the efforts they've made in the community. Helping players with jobs and players making public appearances are just a few ways the team is doing that. It has been a dream of Pruitt to play professionally since she saw the United States women's national team win gold at the 1996 Olympics. In 2008, she had an opportunity to make that dream come true. She made her way out to California, where she attended a women's professional soccer combine in the hopes of being selected by one of the clubs. She failed to get selected, and after taking a year off from work, she had to figure out what her next move would be. It wasn't until being offered a head coaching position at a university that she figured it out.
It was almost too hard for me to go and coach kids at that age and still want to be playing.
She returned to her teaching position at Cypress Woods, where she could work and still play soccer with the Aces. There, she is also the head coach of the girls' soccer team. In addition to coaching at the high school, Pruitt coaches an under-11 and two under-12 teams for the Cy Fair Dynamo Soccer Club. The Aces are making the jump to the WPSL Elite from the WPSL this upcoming season. The WPSL Elite was set up as the WPS began to fold to keep the better teams and players around and competing at a high level. She got a taste of that higher level earlier this month when the Aces hosted the NWSL's Chicago Red Stars for a friendly match at St. Stephen's Episcopal School here in Austin.
My entire life is to play a game of soccer at this level.
But at 30 years old, her opportunities are dwindling. She has been a part of many soccer teams in Houston and would love to see the Aces make the jump from the WPSL Elite into the NWSL. But she would also jump at the chance to join an NWSL club if offered the opportunity.
I would hope that it would be with the Houston Aces as joining the NWSL, but if one of the coaches were to ask me, I mean, it would be one of those things where, you know, being that I'm 30 and been a dream that I've put off for a while, like, I would have to, you know, definitely consider it.
The Houston Aces season begins on May 11th with an away game against FC Indiana. This is Aaron Vega reporting.